Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. Right now, we want to direct you to our Twitter, and that is at eradiosports, and also our radio website, eradiosports.com. We are having a wonderful conversation with Dan McCarney with the San Antonio Express News. He is the Spurs writer. We're recapping Game 1, Game 2, getting you set and ready for Game 3 on Saturday with a 3:30 tip. Of course, that will be nationally televised on TNT. Dan, tell of our listeners tonight across the country where they can go and follow you on Twitter, too.
Yeah, I'm at Dan McCarney, McCarneySaen. Dan McCarney, Saen.
Well, before we went to break, we were talking about just, I guess, that stifling defense from the Dallas Mavericks, how they really minimized Parker and Duncan from their ability to go off. We know what they're capable of doing. But what about defensively, how the Mavericks were able to keep Kawhi Leonard, they got him into early foul trouble, but he was never able to get into rhythm. And he has certainly been one of the key players in the Spurs' success all season long.
Yeah, I mean, if you put a gun to my head over the last couple months, I might pick him as their MVP. You know, they don't really have a style where it's really going to focus on one guy, but they don't have anybody that can really do all the things. He's kind of like a, you know, playing style is different, but he's a lot like a Sean Marion for Dallas in that he just does a lot of things well. You know, he's a solid outside shooter. He's a very good rebounder for his position. He's an excellent defensive player. And that, to me, was almost the bigger measure in Game 2 than what he didn't do on offense. Points are going to come and go in that offense, but the lack of activity on the defensive end, you know, steals and blocks aren't always a good way to measure defense. But in his case, he has the ability to make really game-changing energy plays, a big block shot or an open court steal and taking it the length of the court for a dunk. He's usually good for a couple of those a night, and he really struggled with Monte Ellis. I mean, going back and looking at some of the highlights, he just got beat completely flat-footed by Ellis going to the rim, and you don't see that very very often with Kawhi. So they kind of attributed to the foul trouble. I think that certainly is probably what happened, but in my mind, that's not a particularly good excuse. You know, guys get in foul trouble, and you have to know how to deal with that. So he was just out of sorts all game, and they can't afford that.
Well, it was certainly evident with Leonard, him unable to get on track, how much that did affect the Spurs. What about Danny Green? I mean, this is a guy, we've seen him shoot the long ball. I mean, he only had, 6 points in Game 2?
Yeah, I think it's attributable to what, you know, Dirk had a great comment after Game 2, where basically their whole focal point is to kind of limit the three-point line. Spurs were 3-for-17 in Game 1, mission accomplished. Game 2, not so much, 10-of-20. Popovich kind of bristled when that was brought up about limiting the three-point line at practice. After that, just, hey, we shot 10-for-20. That's a good performance. And Carlisle said also, you know, that's usually a winning number for them. But they're doing a really good job of just gluing themselves to Green, Patty Mills, Marco Bellinelli, some of those peripheral guys that really feed off that team play that they get. And Danny in particular, you know, Danny's a very, very limited offensive player. If you kind of keep a man on him, he's not going to be able to create for himself off the dribble. You know, in fact, that's kind of probably what you want as a defense, to see him trying to attack the rim. You know, that's just not really his style. So the Mavericks have just done a really good job limiting those. You know, basically what Dirk said, you know, during the regular season, we'd make a mistake in transition, boom, three ball. We'd blow a defensive rotation, boom, three ball. And you're not necessarily seeing a lot of that, although the Spurs did improve. And Danny Green is usually the kind of player that's the recipient of that type of stuff.
Dan, weigh in on the bench production, because that's been such a big part of what the Spurs have been able to accomplish all season long. I mean, Manu Ginobili, he was fantastic, 5-of-6. You know, had 27 points from three-point range, 5-of-6. But they've got to have more contributions a little bit further down the bench, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's been their strength this year. They've got, you know, not just looking at scoring, which they led the NBA off the bench. With that, certainly that skewed a little bit because they play their starters so few minutes, but also in just total production. You know, there's kind of a simple production rate. You know, you add up all your rebounds, assists, you know, that kind of stuff, subtract missed shots, turnovers, whatever. It's a very kind of basic formula, but they were number one in that kind of measure by almost double the number two team, which is Dallas. So it's been a massive strength of theirs this year. You know, Bellinelli, Ginobili, Mills, Diaw. I mean, that wouldn't be a bad starting lineup for an expansion team. And they just haven't been getting the production from, you know, Manu's had two great games, although last night 6 turnovers was a real killer. Manu showed up in both of these games, but the rest of the bench has been really inconsistent. Frankly, I thought that was a huge edge, as good as Dallas's bench is for the Spurs coming in. And, you know, you'd have to say that's been an advantage so far for them. So that's a big reason why the series is split going back to Dallas.
Okay, Dan McCarney has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, hour number one. And, of course, he's with the San Antonio Express News. And my final question for you, of course, big news coming out of San Antonio this week with Greg Popovich being named the NBA Coach of the Year. I know you have a lot of admiration for him. We've heard head coach from the Dallas Mavericks talk a lot about that, Rick Carlisle, just how much he respects him as a coach. Just weigh in on what he has meant to this organization.
Oh, I mean, every bit of credit you give Tim Duncan as a teammate, as a leader, as just being, you know, the pillar of this franchise for 17 years, exactly like Dirk has been for the Mavericks. I mean, that's they've had that with Popovich. I mean, it's almost unthinkable that a franchise player and a head coach would have been together for almost 20 years in such a volatile industry is professional sports. I mean, it's almost unheard of. Certainly in Utah, you had Stockton, Malone, and Sloan. But other than that, I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that we can compare. So it's just that stability and just the experience and the intelligence. He brings everything to the table. But I will say this, you know, Pop kind of thought some of Rick's comments, or he's just kind of being a wise ass with specifically what he said. But when Rick compliments Popovich, I don't personally get any sense that he's being anything less than 100% sincere. But, you know, Rick Carlisle takes a backseat to nobody. I mean, you look at what he did in 2011.
Absolutely.
Kind of milking what on paper looked to be kind of a weird roster. You know, granted, Dirk Nowitzki's at the peak of his powers, but getting a championship out of that team was a pretty magnificent achievement. So Rick doesn't take a back seat to anybody from an X's and O's standpoint. And you see what he's been able to do to flummox the Spurs in these two games. Mm-hmm. So that's a great, great matchup. And, you know, I'm guilty of underrating that coming in myself. So I consider myself duly chastened. And it'll be really interesting to see what these two kind of giants of coaching come up with for game three.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to game three. Dan McCarney's been with us from the San Antonio Express News. And of course, Dan was just talking about head coach Rick Carlisle. We're going to go right now to that audio and post game from game two in San Antonio with the Dallas Mavericks winning 113-92. Thanks again, Dan.
It's a monumental task, but we're in this thing to win. You know, we're not in it just to get a split and feel happy. We can't do that. I mean, we cannot let up. And going back home, you know, this is where we've got to avoid any kind of let up going back to our building.